Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's crossover time, and we welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley on a Monday after the Niners get beat 23-17. Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Our guys.
Hello. Oh, my God.
What is the nickname? I know we do Victory Monday when they win.
Overreaction Monday.
Overreaction Monday? Yeah. Okay.
No, we've
Let's hope it doesn't turn into Standard Monday.
Yeah, or just no. Monday.
Yeah, we got 5 pages of notes Monday.
Can we
from Daryl the stenographer Johnson?
No,
yeah,
his handwriting's really big.
I gotta ask. They said
better than small.
I had a friend in prison, and he would write me, and he had big handwriting. He said you're insecure when your penmanship is small. So when I heard that, I always
you wrote big.
Capital D.
How's that? How's your friend doing now, by the way?
No, he's doing good.
He's out.
Yeah, okay. Got his own business.
Doing his handwriting. I hope he's out.
All right, real quick, because we can start everywhere. I just got to do this. And Stoney don't have an answer for me.
What?
Why did you only run Mason 20 times, but you averaged 5 yards a pop, and you
only
were down
20?
In the red zone Man. Early and threw it 3 times? That's all I want from you two.
I'll let Dibs, you do
only 20?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And I mean, he had 20, and then you got to a spot where you were down by 2 scores, and so nobody wanted him to run over the last, like, 6 or 7
minutes
of the game.
No, but this was early, the first half, where they were down there to score, and they threw 3 times.
Right, and I think that they did run it on that the first drive where they wound up not scoring a touchdown. They ran it, and they got inside the red zone, and they didn't run it. So we could talk about red zone offense, but I don't think you can look at Jordan Mason and say only 20 carries. Any running back who carries it 20 times, and he's on pace, he's carried it 24 times a game.
All right.
So if you want to expand that out over a full season, he's on pace for 400 carries, which I believe would be 6th most all time. We did this last week. There have only been, I think, 4 or 5 running backs who've ever carried it 400 times in a year. 20's good.
Okay, real quick. I'm just questioning the run attempts. Yeah. Forget Mason for a second.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you keep running the ball with other? Garindo could have got it more than one.
Okay.
No, I'm just being real.
No.
That was the one thing that was working for you, and I felt like you did them a solid.
Can we just do a quick 10 seconds on Garindo?
Yeah.
His one carry, did you watch his one carry?
I did.
His one carry looked like you or him him or, God forbid me, I wouldn't have even gotten no gain. But he got the ball and it was... he got hit and he got pushed back, and that told Kyle right away, you're not ready. You're not ready, and you might be Trey Sermon. You might be Joe Williams.
Trey Sermon's playing for somebody.
He sure is.
He's the backup running back for Jonathan Taylor.
I think there's two different things. I think one is the number of attempts, and the other is, you can have a legitimate gripe. They should have run in the reds or when they were inside the 5.
Well, you can always do that.
The first time?
Whenever they don't get in, that's what we do. Whatever you did, you should have done the opposite. But I'm kind of with Dibs. Like, 28 is too many. 20's not enough. I'm glad you nicknamed it Overreaction Monday, because that's what that feels like to me. Like, you can always, should do this more, do that more in this
Monday
situation.
Monday morning quarterback.
I don't know. Like, I'll go back to how I felt watching the game. And I never was yelling at the TV screen, run the ball.
Mm.
You know, like, he got his run. He got 20 carries. That's great. If he runs 28, that's too much. You're going to end up like Christian. If he runs 20, it's not enough. Like, they got beat in the trenches.
What made you scream, though? Not stopping them on third down, or the Niners' ineffectiveness on third down?
What made me scream?
Because the Niners couldn't stop Sam Darnold.
Well, they got totally beat in the trenches. They got beat. Like, they got outplayed. What made me scream was the fact that they got out-schemed. They got outplayed. The Sam Darnold looked great because his offensive line played really well, and the Niner defensive line, Bosa was good, not great, my opinion. But outside of that, There's not enough happening in Sam's face, and Sam has always been someone. And
I see ghosts.
But he didn't yesterday because there were no ghosts.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL who aren't great, but if you give them a reverse C pocket, they can deliver a dime. Sam is one of those guys. He's got a great arm.
And I'm surprised, Steiny, that you haven't come at this guy yet. But Trench Williams.
Trench Williams had a bad game, dude.
Yeah. Trench Williams was bad. And you're going to give him the bag? And Brandon, where are you? Brandon, why Dibs. Uke?
Well, he got Dibs. You 4 out of 5 targets.
Dibs.
Ooh.
Dibs.
Yeah, but targets.
The greedy guys are off to a terrible start.
Steiny,
yeah.
The holdouts are still out.
Well, he's including McCaffrey in that. That's right. Fair.
You paid the three guys? Where are they?
The most embarrassing holdout in the whole NFL is Ja'Marr Chase. That young man has cratered an entire team season.
How I wanted to go through the TV and grab the 15-yard flag.
And
oh my goodness!
I'm glad you brought that up because
he's Draymond Green right now.
He's
being begged by his teammate to shut up.
Oh, that's a great call.
Couldn't do it.
But he's mad because of the money.
You saw the pool report, right? The referee actually spoke to the pool reporter and said what he said to me was personal and over the line. Because you can say
Draymond,
you can say F that call.
Yeah.
You can say that was effing wrong, or you can say whatever you want. But when you say a pronoun, when you say F you, that's when you get a flag.
Okay.
The pronoun, it's not the word, it's the pronoun that gets the flag.
It was also
but I was mad at him. Like, how are you going to do that, man? Yeah. This ain't the NBA. You got a helmet on.
Well, but this
is that frustrated. We trying to win.
This has been going on for weeks. It's been going on for weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are paying attention to other teams. It's been going on for weeks in Cincinnati.
Mm.
I'm going to practice. I'm not going to practice. This dude held out in a year where you're not even supposed to hold out. What? Like, you made up a holdout. You're not on your – you haven't completed 4 years yet. Just because you want – like, I would love some more money, too.
Yeah.
I'm here today.
I really could.
Like, and then after games, he's just obliterating coaches already. You are 0-2. It is largely because of you. That team doesn't look like a team, and they're up a creek.
And I can't wait till tomorrow we can get into, like, all the 2-0 and the 0-2s, and we can
Because they notoriously start off slow, not to catch up. No, Cincinnati.
No, it's
but
okay.
This feels different.
Yeah, we can break down the full league tomorrow. But for me, my big thumbnail takeaway from yesterday is not that you lost, Minnesota beat you. And you said it earlier, and I heard it on the way in. You're like, Minnesota just beat you. Minnesota was better than you. They beat you. It's not okay in terms of you don't ever want to get beat, but I thought that there was more Minnesota good than there was Niner bad.
I agree. I thought they were fantastic. And at a certain point, there's plenty of room for all the frustration, and it's fair because the Niners are so talented and everything, but the Vikings played really well.
The last drive with no Jefferson when you're down 6, and I'm like, we've seen this. Joe Montana, they'll win by one.
It's all six minutes
off the clock, 6:56.
It's the people that none of us have ever heard of. Their offensive line was fantastic. Their defensive line was fantastic. I do think Brian Flores, his scheme, like his plan.
Brian gave him love.
Can I just offer up a Van Ginkle real quick?
Yeah, Van Ginkle. Well, I hadn't heard of him until yesterday.
Van Ginkle.
Yeah, we just find this morning. Yeah. Shanahan should have. I was hoping he'd have a better plan for what you knew Flores was going to throw at the Niners. And I know their stats are okay. Brock threw for 300 and Jordan ran for 100. But third down. Granny, do you have the little horn they play in Minnesota?
By the way,
I'm tired of that thing.
You got to play that over and over because they do that on third down, and that's where the game was lost and won yesterday.
Do you guys remember, you had a call last week from a gentleman. I don't know if he was from Minnesota, but he talked about how it was going to be a physical game.
Yeah.
A physical game. And you said, well, what do you mean by physical? Why is it any different than any other physical game?
Like the Giants and Commanders just played like
it was mamby-pamby.
Right. But you know what?
They waved at one another on all the plays as they went by.
Anyway, not physical at all.
Go ahead.
The gentleman proceeded to name about 6 of their defensive players.
Oh, he was a fan.
And I was like, I guess maybe they are. Maybe they do thumb.
He a fan.
You know?
Yeah. Listen,
I'm not going to
give his name out yet because we're probably going to have him on later in the week. but a former NFL quarterback.
Oh, God, kind of.
No, he was.
I get it.
And
cup of coffee.
More than
he was in the league.
He had a few drinks.
Yeah. Actually, anyway, it was an espresso at best, but go ahead.
He went for let's go have a drink and ended up like, oops, we had seven. Anyway, he and I were texting last week trying to get him on. It didn't work. But he ended the thread. Like, he's like, yeah, I can't make it work today. I said, okay, maybe next week, whatever, see ya. And then just out of nowhere, like 20 minutes later, he writes, Vikings by 6.
Wow.
And walked before the game. Wow. This was on Friday.
Wow. Yeah, by 6.
On Friday.
By six. Yeah. Thank you.
So I hit him about an hour after the game, and I'm like, damn, dog.
What do you like on Monday night?
Well, I'll just say this. He said, both before and after the game, he's like, you got to understand, the Vikings are good.
See, wow.
And I know that we'll sit here today and go, it's a new season. They have two wins. One of them's...
And it was about to be 27-7, and Fred Warner didn't go Superman.
That's what he said. Dude, exactly.
That thing was going to be over.
I gave him credit for Vikings by 6, and he goes, it was about a minute away from being by 20. He's like, they're very good. And be mindful of the teams in the NFC that you thought were going to be good are all banged up. Ahead. They're banged up and off. The Packers are off. The Niners are off.
Are you buying the Saints? Anybody here buying the –
You kind of have to right now.
Detroit lost to Tampa.
Did you see the number?
I had that one. Did you see
the number on Derek Carr?
I should know.
He was 15 for 15 – his first 15 drives of the year, they scored on every single one of them.
Now, that's incredible.
Who are you voting for MVP? Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield? Which one you want?
Wow.
Which one you want?
Right. And, I mean, in that same vein, as we bring it back locally, Fred Warner for DPOY.
It's incredible, man.
And I don't know if a linebacker can actually win it, but you watched yesterday, he had two peanut punches. One of them was on the sideline where the ball immediately went out of bounds.
Yeah.
He had a huge pass breakup in the first half on third down.
Then pick one off in the red
zone.
And
the pick was crazy.
Yeah. He's brilliant.
And then ran 25 yards after the pick.
And then he handles a podium game better than anybody I've ever seen.
What did he say? I'm tired of my bad.
Yeah, but he also, like, this man who was, like, easily the best 49er, what does he do when they ask him about the Justin Jefferson play? He put the blame on himself.
Wow. Right.
When he's got literally...
No, he's got to be back there in coverage as a linebacker. No, 59 yards down the field.
He said he was one of the blitzers and he didn't get home.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's my job to get Sam off of his spot and I didn't do it.
Wow.
Which is awesome. And it's not... Richard Sherman went off on the coaching staff for that call. He's like, you can't put two safeties in that position against the best receiver in the league. That's ridiculous.
And Mooney Ward was on the crosser. And, you know, one thing I will get into today is that the youngsters on this team, Cowing with the muff punt,
Jair Brown,
who was getting caught looking on that one. It was a little bit of a bad day for the youngsters on this team.
And you'd expect that, right? It's their first road game in some cases. I know, you know, Jair Brown's not a rookie, but
Pooney
came out and was like, that was different. And I have a lot to learn in situations like that. Yeah. So be mindful of that, I would say. Like, all the frustration is totally fair. Something tells me it's hard to win there since I was in high school the last time it happened.
Damn.
I know they don't play there a lot, but it must be different like that. They played well. There's something to that.
I was in my fourth junior year at Cal State Northridge.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was a great year.
Oh, nice.
Boy, what a year.
1992?
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit
Union. I don't like trying to sneak things past the audience, so Guru had to go.
Yeah, I guess Guru had to go.
He's got an appointment. Not a golf round, an actual appointment.
Mark, it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to me.
All he said was, I got to cut out a little early. I said, you do what you need to do.
Yeah. This is the sweetest man ever. He's texting us at like 9 in the morning telling us that he's going to have to go.
You know what? He's not that sweet.
No, he is. You don't text us when you leave early.
Listen, I got 4 minutes to rip him till he gets down to his car, and he'll listen to you guys. So I got 4 minutes to rip Guru.
Let's again be clear. You have 11 minutes. You have 11 minutes.
But he'll hear the last seven minutes.
I don't want you thinking you're leaving in 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
You actually need to take Guru's time, too. So you have to stay till like 22 after. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There it is.
There's your game right there. Third down.
There it is.
Get the Levi's guy. Third down. Nope.
So.
You lost.
One of the things we always, you know, you just do it is you kind of base a team right now on what they did last year. Like everybody assumes, you know, Niners are going to be good. Does this game make you think any differently? You know, I'm sure 90% of the people have the Niners winning between 10 and 12 games, or maybe even 13. I'll use my guru. Is there nothing to see here?
There is always something to see everywhere, but when you look at a game or a season, if you think that they're going to go 17-0, you're a fool. And if the over-under is 11.5 from Vegas, that means, okay, 12-5, you lose 5 games. 11-6, you lose 6 games. In order to lose 6 games, you have to lose 6 games. And I mean, it seems simplistic, but this is a game when you look at it against a team that is pretty good in a place where you don't always win. You're on a short week and a 10 a.m. start. These are things that lead to maybe it being a tougher game than you would have thought. And you've got two of your most important offensive pieces coming off of hold in and hold out, and neither one was very good, and you have a new defensive coordinator. All these things lead to a game that might have gone this way. The thing that really shocked me the most is the special teams. The block punt was inexcusable. You can never let somebody in through the interior, a straight line off of your guard and your tackle, a beeline to your punter, and you had a muff punt. And you had a kickoff that shouldn't have been returned, but it was, and you started at your own 10-yard line. You had a lot of things that were attention to detail that were not there.
But I keep thinking of the gentleman who, like, the Minnesota Vikings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vikings last year were 7-10, and Cousins got hurt midway through the year. And most people would probably say Cousins is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. So what I'm curious about is, how did your guy, like, nobody was saying before week one, you know, let me tell you, the Vikings are good. The Vikings were just considered to be kind of like they were last year.
Well, and
it feels like.
I mean, it's week two. Maybe they're not.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, the New York Giants are not a good football team. But whenever you dominate someone in the NFL, I take notice of that. You dominate someone, I don't care if they're not good. You dominated them, so that's impressive. Are the Vikings good? Time will tell. I never thought, even before the year, that they were a pushover. They sort of get ignored because they don't have a franchise quarterback. So, okay, fine. But I guess to answer your question, like, I'm with Dibs. There's always something to take away from it that can concern you. I would be concerned that the Niners got handily beat in the trenches 6 days after they handily beat someone else in the trenches. That's not great. The fact that Christian McCaffrey is going to be out for a while is a monstrous concern. Does anything that happened yesterday make me suddenly question whether or not the 49ers are a playoff team? No, not at all. Not at all. It is a very good football team, and they'll be fine. And I mean, they should be, and I hate doing this because I don't know who gets healthy and this, that, or the other. They should be 3-1 at minimum.
Who do they have after the Rams?
Patriots at home. And I know that they've shown that they're not like this pushover either. They're 1-1, and they lost in overtime yesterday. But, you know, yeah, the Niners should win those football games. They'll be heavily favored to do so. So it's just – it's very frustrating but 0-1 on yesterday. I think it's funny that on Monday they won the Super Bowl. And then on Sunday, they lost the Super Bowl. It's like we don't need to make these grandiose statements out of every performance. Kyle's a great coach. Kyle's an idiot. Brock's worth $60 million. Brock's not worth $30 million. And we do this week to week.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
What, Brock?
Brock stock down after yesterday.
Brock stock down.
Brock stock down.
Well, he only completed 78% of his passes.
And threw for over 300 yards.
And a ghastly interception.
No comment.
And a small-handed fumble.
Small. Yeah. We got to bring that back up.
No, for sure.
The stats. That's all.
Well, here's a stat for you. Oh. And you can bring this tomorrow to the show with Guru. But the Niners won the time of possession battle yesterday. They are 19-3 the last 2 years when they win the TOP battle. 19-3. So yesterday was a bit of an anomaly in that they had 35 minutes of possession. When they win the time of possession battle over the last 2 years with Brock Purdy, they win those games. But when you look at the biggest plays yesterday, you think about Justin Jefferson, 97-yard touchdown. You think about a block punt that led to points. You could talk
and
about
the interception.
The
Vikings got a short field and scored twice, and then got a long field and scored in two plays.
And the 4th-and-2 play when Kyle decided that a field goal wasn't good enough in the first quarter, which I think that first quarter you kick that, third quarter, fourth quarter, maybe you go for it, but he wanted to go for it again, and you didn't convert, and you got nothing, and then it turned out to be a 10-0 deficit.
Yeah. No, I know they won the time of possession. Was it like 35-25, like you said?
Yep.
But that in itself was an anomaly yesterday because they score, in 1 minute from 97 yards away, and he gave them a short field. Then they gave, I understand it. It didn't, it didn't feel like the Niners were controlling the ball all game. And I guess it's because when they really needed to get a stop, they just couldn't. I heard this. Who was I listening to? I've never heard this in football, talking about defense. Situational stops.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of the game.
The NFL's always about third down.
It's
always about third down.
It's so much about when you get a stop. Not necessarily getting the stop, but you got to get it at the right time.
Yeah. I would guess, Dibs, you might have a better sense on this, but whoever's winning third down battles on both sides of the ball have got to win at a 90% clip in the NFL.
Yeah, third downs, turnovers, and red zone. Exactly. And you mentioned it earlier, Steiny, on that last drive when they got a field goal, Minnesota 3-of-3 on third down. But for me, the biggest one was the first one, 3rd-and-7.
Yes.
3rd-and-7 with 9 minutes left. If you get off the field there and you're down by 6, now you've got 8 minutes
or
so. You've
got a realistic shot.
You've got a chance. So 3rd-and-7, they convert. Okay, fine. Then 3rd-and-8, and Darnold makes that throw among 3 Niners.
Yeah, and looked like they had their back turned.
I mean, how in the world do you allow that to be completed? And then the other one was 3rd-and-2, fine. 3rd-and-2 is very convertible, but it was the 3rd-and-7, it was the 3rd-and-8, and that's where defensively, and I don't want to call out Nick Sorensen 2 games into his tenure, but felt to me like a pretty vanilla approach. A lot of 4-man rush, not a lot of, like, let's heat up Darnold and take a chance defensively.
I mean, I felt like, and I don't want to say I'm, like, thankful for this by any stretch, but this was probably healthy in terms of getting all of us to realize that Christian McCaffrey missing time is going to be a thing. That's a problem. The whole, like, that, the Monday night deal, and Dibs will back me on this because we spent a lot of time on it Friday. I was very uncomfortable with the idea that, well, we could go 6-0 without Christian. No problem. Jordan Mason. It's like Brian Baldinger tried to tell us. He talked at the morning roast late last week and said, don't get it twisted. This offense is not as good without Christian McCaffrey. There's all kinds of things that they can't do without him. There's a dynamic that's missed. And when you suddenly have a hard time converting 3rd and 3 over and over and over again, that's Christian to me.
I mean,
that's Christian.
The bottom line is if Christian has a run, McCaffrey's a runner, is a 10, you know what? Maybe Mason's an 8. But as a receiver, if McCaffrey's a 9, I mean, they don't even... I mean,
he's a 2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that takes away a whole dimension
completely
for them. There's no doubt about that.
I do want to make sure that you, and I didn't hear your full 4 hours, but I want to make sure that you acknowledge one man who you've been so critical of.
One man.
And the ability that he had catching the football yesterday, including a wonderful toe tap, Kyle Juszczyk. 3 catches and an unbelievable toe tap along the sideline. I didn't hear you today praising him the way that you probably should.
Maybe that's because he cost him an interception.
What?
Oh, he got to come down with that one. That
ball was late, bro.
Oh, Brock, man.
Yeah, Brock didn't deliver that.
We used to have an old-time term called the breadbasket. And
this one never got there.
Well, no.
This one didn't get to the breadbasket.
Juszczyk. So you want me to start talking Trent Williams?
Do it.
Best player on the team.
Not yesterday.
What are we doing?
Not yesterday.
17 is becoming a trigger number for the Niners. 17. When Trent Williams doesn't play well, or Brock Purdy doesn't play well, or Shanahan's not a genius, the same thing happens every time. The Niners finish with 17 points.
Yep.
That's their big loser number.
Well, they would have had 20 if he would have elected to kick a field goal in the first quarter, but
maybe,
you know,
might change the whole game. I don't even know what would have happened.
Well, you know what happened, and I can't confirm this, but that's the Staley factor. That's Brandon Staley. Kyle, you know what I'd do? I'd go for it right here. 4th and 2.
They started going. They didn't just go for it on 4th down. Brock's hucking the ball 25 yards downfield on 4th and 2 to Juwan Jennings.
That was a great throw.
It was a dot. Beautiful throw. Yep. But I'm like, man, y'all came out all gutsy today. Look at you.
Must be the long hair and the facial hair.
Then they lost.
The one thing I would say to 49er fans, though, is it's a long season. It's a long season.
Where will we be talking about that season?
I think basically 5 days a week right here on 95.7, the game.